and hold my beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins. I almost forgot the second part of gracious host. It's host. I figured it out.
Why did you need to take a breath?
I was thinking, honestly.
Because he forgot.
Well, Chris is here.
Yep. Chunky and funky.
And blind.
We blindfolded you, buddy. How's it feeling?
It's only causing a slight, you know, panic attack.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Chris is not into the kink.
He's not. I'm going to be honest with you. That came with a sex swing.
That's, I don't give a fuck.
Okay. A returning B-Radical.
Next week, I'm going to bring my ball gag for you.
That's fine. Okay. I'll figure out a game to put that in you, too. On you, not in you. Well, actually, kind of. Never mind. Brad, how you doing?
Hi, gracious host.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, hi.
This is B-Radical. Back again.
It's been a while.
Yeah, a little while.
All right. And?
Oh, and it's yams.
It is yams. Okay. Well.
Yes, it is.
It's rubbing my eyelashes. I don't like this.
Let's
blinking your fucking eyes. Just keep them closed, jackass.
Let's do this game so we can get Chris out of the blindfold. Now, you claim that Bud Light's the greatest beer of all time, and I'm here to put you on blast, my friend.
Okay. You've been called.
Actually, my wife came up with this idea, but I'm stealing credit. I'm calling this, do you even dilly, bro?
I dilly.
Now, I have four beers poured into four separate glasses in front of me.
Okay.
You're going to taste each one. Each one is a light beer. The other two gentlemen in the room saw me pour them. Actually,
yes.
I think there's pictures of it.
I
so
have
we
proof.
Could
yes.
remember which glasses
were.
I mean,
if you poured like a Guinness or something, you'd be like, yeah, that's definitely not Bud Light.
Yeah, well, I'm making it more challenging for you. So.
And they're all domestics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I get your basic. I get your basic threes.
You got the Mount Rushmore of light beer.
Really? Yeah, blindfolded his
Coors
tongue.
Light. We got Bud Light. We got Miller Light, and we got Yuengling's Light.
That's the Mount Rushmore.
That's the Mount Rushmore of light, basic bitch ass beers that my brother likes.
Yep.
Yeah. Although I did get the bigger thing of Coors Light, so I could finish that myself. It's been a while.
Tap them Rockies, baby.
All right. Well, why do you think you're blindfolded? We're gonna tap your Rockies, baby.
And I'm finishing the Yuengling right now.
There you go. All right. So, do you even dilly, bro? Let's begin, Chris.
Beer me.
Here is...
Put it in my hand.
Your first beer. Do you dilly, bro?
So I gotta guess what it is right away?
You can wait till you try all four to guess.
The whole key point is for you to correctly guess the Bud Light.
Yes.
But if you get all of them, bonus points to you, bro.
Well, you didn't really take time to taste it. You just chugged half the glass.
That's how you taste
that's
it.
That's how you do it.
It's the only way to do domestic light beer.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
obviously.
What I was thinking.
I mean, you don't have to finish the whole thing, but you can.
It's optional. I'm going to take a swig of this Coors Light, though, while you're doing your thing.
That's what this was a...
Damn, is that a 40 of Coors Light?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Would you like some?
Nice.
This was Yuengling's.
No, I'll finish
that
this Yuengling.
That was Yuengling's, you say. Okay.
Yeah. I think.
Okay.
Might not
okay.
be. Fuck,
next beer.
Do we tell him if
nope.
he's right or wrong?
We'll wait until the
no?
end.
Okay.
And Dell sets in.
Your second.
Can he do it, folks?
Beer. Do you dilly, bro?
I'm not like doing
ideally, that. Ideally, daily.
I do a dilly dally dilly do.
Carson Dilly.
Carson Dilly.
And we're going to go get a dilly bar after this.
There we go. He's going to chug all of them. He really likes light beer. This is a bad idea. Which was Bud Light. I don't know, but I'm drunk.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
All right, would you like to guess what that one is?
That's Miller.
All right.
Oh, hold up.
I tried taking the glass back. He snatched it out of my hand. I'm not done, you bitch. Okay?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Miller.
Okay. Your third beer.
Why do you keep handing me different shaped glasses?
I had to.
It's kind of weird, right?
None of them are the same.
It's part of the challenge.
Yeah, there you go. Different beers, different glasses.
It's an obstacle course of beers.
There you go. This is like American Ninja Warrior, but, you know, dumber.
This is Bud Light.
Okay. You're like a dumbass connoisseur.
Why? Yeah.
You said that you took a slow puff of a cigarette.
This really should be a
this
video podcast.
Is Bud Light. What the fuck? Oh my god. He's taking a sweet ass time with this.
He's finishing him.
He doesn't give a shit about the blindfold anymore. He's like, hey, beer. Your fourth and final task on Do You Dilly Bro.
Which one haven't I said yet?
Coors?
Yeah. I'm assuming this is Coors. I don't know.
You could be wrong on all of them. You don't even know, man.
Oh my god, fuck these glasses.
I just bought that one today, man.
I don't know. Oh man, I'm starting to like feel sick to my stomach.
You didn't have to drink all of them. Now you seem committed and you should probably finish that too, though.
This is Coors.
Okay. I'll give you a bonus point if you can tell me which of these beers is physically lightest or visually lightest.
The Yuengling's.
No.
Then it's the Miller.
Miller Lite looks like water when you pour it into a glass.
Yeah, Yingling is actually the darkest.
I would say, the way you were freaking out, I thought it was the Yinglings when you poured them.
Well, I was freaking out.
Yeah, because you're just like, I can't believe how light that is.
No, no, it's
like, I know Miller Lite is, like, super, super fucking
light.
It's
very pale, yeah. You've already guessed. You're still just drinking at this point.
Yeah, can I take the blindfold off?
I mean, I guess you could if you want to ruin it for everybody.
How many do I have right?
Every single one of them.
Nice!
Yeah.
Sorry to tell you, he's not.
What?
Nice. Sorry to tell you, bro. He's not.
Oh, no! You were wrong! You got the Bud Light wrong! The last one was Bud Light!
Oh, was it? They all tasted the same.
The second one was Miller Light.
I mean,
well,
like,
by
the
then,
end,
especially.
I drank so much
of
it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a bad setup.
And yeah, you think this was
Coors.
Then Miller Light.
Coors.
Then Coors, and then Bud Light.
So I got the last two confused.
You don't even dilly, bro.
Yeah.
Finish that Bud Light.
204's not bad.
It ain't perfect.
It's 50%.
Well, your birthday's coming up. I got you a little prize because I figured you'd do me proud.
I did. I feel like I did. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
for
50%.
Real.
That's an F. That's really right. That's a random thing I found at GameStop anyways. There you go. You can jerk off to that or something.
Oh, I will. It's Jessica Rabbit.
Right?
Nice. That's awesome. Thank you.
There you go. You didn't earn it.
Yes, I did.
Failed.
Yes, I don't remember.
I always open.
Hey, he was a good sport, which counts for something.
That's true. You did less than I told you. I haven't opened Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light. Who wants what?
Well, he's
I got the
Bud.
Yingling already. So
you
I'm
wanted
good.
The big dumbass thing, so I get Miller.
All right. I really don't want to drink this 40 on a podcast, though, so I'm going to pour it into a glass.
Why?
Please do, because he guggles it when he drinks it.
I guggles it, apparently.
You
it is very...
You got to turn the boot.
You got to spin the boot.
It is very audible when he drinks that.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't noticed. This is awkward.
Because you take really big drinks, so you can hear it...
It's kind of hard not to.
As it goes down.
But yeah, I couldn't believe how... What? Coors Light's definitely second, I would say.
Yeah.
Lightest. Yinglings was actually the darkest out of these.
Yep.
I figured it would be.
I figured Coors would be, because you got to tap the Rockies.
Nah.
So, you know, Chris likes being creepy in public and shit.
I do not. This did not happen.
We were at work, right? And he had to do some work in a women's restroom. Literally, that's not like a euphemism for some sort of crime he committed.
Dun-dun-dun.
So this lady walks out and he's like, "You alone?" How creepy is that? If you walk out of a women's restroom, right? There's a man in the hallway just sniffs you. "You alone?"
I did not say that.
He didn't, but man, it was creepy as fuck. What did you say?
Just asked if anyone else was in there.
Yeah, but I was like, I just walked up.
Anyone else in there?
You alone?
Nope. All right.
Let's just say hypothetically, if you screamed, would anyone else hear you?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've got a clean stuff. Yeah, right, scream, bitch.
Pussy,
yeah.
Baby.
What?
What?
You said clean that pussy, baby?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Dun, dun. Well, I got to follow up on something. It's not really a follow up; it's a separate incident, but it kind of seems like a follow up.
Incident is a scary term.
It is. On the floating around the news, you might have seen it, but a substitute teacher turned a middle school classroom into
fight
a fight club.
Yep, fight club.
So we've had what was it?
Daycare.
Yeah, yes. You were here for that, right?
Yes,
daycare.
Yes. And I did see this on the news, but I didn't read nothing about it or anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, everybody knows the one rule about daycare fight club is goo goo gaga. Yeah. So,
well, everybody knows the rules about Fight Club. You don't say anything.
Especially when
second
you're
rule,
too young
you
to
don't
talk.
Say anything. Third rule is don't fucking film it and put it on Instagram and fucking
exactly.
Facebook.
Yeah.
They put the teacher did?
No,
no,
students.
One of the students did.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Fucking kids, you can't trust them.
Not even when they're supposed to fight to the death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they give them weapons or anything? Like, did one kid get a ruler, the other one gets a machete?
No, they were just slap boxing more or less.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It was a shitty fight.
That's why you go for high schoolers, right?
Yeah.
Or are they too, like, lucid? Can they think too much on their own?
School kids?
Yeah, they can, like,
No.
Oh, my bad.
It was in Connecticut.
That sounds about
they
right.
They think they can.
Yeah.
A substitute Connecticut teacher faces multiple criminal charges after being accused of running a fight club inside a classroom during school hours. 4 months ago, detectives launched an investigation into allegations they had received concerning Ryan Fish. Okay. His name is Ryan Fish.
It's not
Mr. Fish.
Mr. Fish. Sounds like the kids show that nobody wants
to
watch.
He's a 23-year-old educator hired in 2017 to teach math at Montville High School in Oakdale, Connecticut.
Do you even have time to graduate college by the age of 23?
I don't know. Mr. Fish sounds like a pedophile that lives on a houseboat.
Right? He apparently said he did it because he wanted the kids to like him and think he was cool. Well, it's because all his life he's been picked on because his last name is Fish. Okay?
I don't think that helps.
This didn't happen in Florida?
No, not in Florida.
Okay.
It says, people obtained a copy of the criminal complaint against Fish, who has been charged with 4 counts of reckless endangerment, 2 counts of risk of injury to a minor, and breach of the peace. The case was handled by the Montville Police Department in conjunction with state police investigators. Fish was fired last October after the allegations of a reported fight club first surfaced. Reads complaint, but police only became aware of the situation in mid-December after a state trooper was sent video footage of a fight. Authorities determined the fight between the students occurred under the direct supervision of the substitute math teacher. Oh, he was there. He was standing by the fucking door, keeping an eye out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Like, blocking the window and shit, because it had the little skinny window and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, it had to be loud as fuck. Right? And then, like, when you show up to English class after that with a black eye or, like, you know, blood on you, you think somebody would have caught on a little quicker and... It should have taken a 4-month investigation.
The fights, police say, occurred inside the school in a classroom during class and involved at least 4 students, 2 16-year-olds, a 15-year-old, and a 14-year-old. All boys, 2 of the alleged victims were not Fish's students, and at least 1 told police he was not a willing participant of the fight.
Oh, shit.
He made him fight. Like,
yeah. Wait, but how did he get the kids that weren't in his class?
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, they were pass runners or whatever. Hmm.
You walk in, so-and-so needs to go to the office, and the door just slams behind him. Welcome to Fight Club, bitch. Fight this 14-year-old. He's the champ. What if he was the champ? Was there a champ? This is important
stuff. Was there entrance music?
I hope so.
School officials learned of the fights on October 10th, 2017. The complaint further alleges and that multiple cell phone videos had surfaced of multiple kids slap fighting each other in the middle of Mr. Fish's math class.
Slap fighting, though. That kind of sucks the fun right out of it.
It does.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, you guys want to see him?
I do.
He's a fucking winner. Look at this great.
Oh, my God.
Winner.
He does look like a pedophile that lives in a houseboat.
If he wasn't having the kids fight, he'd be shooting them.
Or...
That right there, that's a school shooter.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just made it past that age.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking Diddler.
A diddler?
Yeah.
Investigators.
Maybe that's why he had him fighting, so he could pick out the weakest one and fuck him.
Maybe.
That's horrible.
I'm just saying, makes sense.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it makes, like, sense. That seems like
so he's like some kind of weird, pedophile scavenger type person.
He's like a vulture with a heart on.
I mean, he's not even, like, a predator. He's a fucking, he's below that. He's a scavenger.
Yeah.
So.
That's impressive.
Winner gets me.
It says investigators.
That's where they're just slapping like, no.
Yeah.
It says investigators tracked down 2 eyewitnesses who supplied peas.
Supplied peas.
I'm going to get it eventually, guys. I promise. Supplied police with video footage they had taken of the incident. The strikes to the face and head appeared to be full force. Strikes with open hands. The complainant states, adding 1 clip shows Fish allegedly saying something to the effect of, move this way, away from the door.
Well, yeah. Wow. This guy seems like a real piece of shit. I mean, you gotta think, nobody really respects substitute teachers. Nobody likes math, so nobody likes math teachers.
No.
This guy just won a little bit of street respect, man. Street cred. You want to be one of the cool kids. Or, to have sex with him. I'm not sure yet.
Here you go. Students told detectives Fish allegedly spoke to them about his drug use and wrote his Snapchat up on the board and told students they could add him and it was okay for them to be friends because he was just a sub.
So
it's getting creepier as it goes.
No, I'm cool too. Yeah, send nudes. I mean, A+.
He took pride in students thought his class was kicked back and cool.
I guess. I took the liberties of finding some interesting Craigslist posts to move us on this funky little choo-choo train.
Okay.
Or a boogie-woogie choo-choo train, if you will, Chris.
How about a chunky and funky choo-choo train?
How about not?
Fish allegedly...
Nope. Pull him in.
Hold on. We got just one more here. A quote from Mr. Fish himself.
Oops.
Fish allegedly said to police, I'm an idiot, and wanted to befriend them. I'm immature.
I mean, it makes sense. Yep. Yeah, he's definitely immature.
And then he was released on a $75,000 bail. So he was arrested for the release. So.
That's good.
But he is now out and roaming the wild again, looking to start underage fight clubs somewhere
else. I don't think he'll be allowed anywhere near, in, or around a school. So that's good.
Well, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
He won't be teaching at them, but he'll still go to games and shit. He's not like a sex offender.
We don't know that.
There's not a registry for fighting children.
Shouldn't there be?
No, it doesn't happen often enough.
So, like, what happens, like, let's say you move into a new house. Like, Ames is about to, okay, so you get into your new house, right? This guy knocks on the door. He's like, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm on this list. It's a long list. I'm very ashamed of this, but I am a child fighter. I'm a child fighter. I punch kids in the face. I box them professionally, even, some would say.
I feel like he's more of a promoter or a trainer. He's like a creepy Don King.
Creepier Don King?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a minor enlister.
So what do you do, though? Well, you just moved into this house. You don't want this guy fist-fighting your children. Or do you? Toughen them up, maybe?
A couple of mine are pretty tough already. So.
That's true. I guess it depends on how intimidating.
See what the odds are?
I mean, James has fought his kids in the yard. I mean, not like himself, but he's made them fight each other in the yard.
Kind of.
Kind of.
They wanted to go at it, I let them go at it sometimes.
Them kids will take him out.
Yeah, so. They could. Yeah, maybe you were a bad case.
I mean, every once in a while, man, they got to get out aggression toward each other. They've got to establish a pecking order.
No. I guess. You
know, like turkeys.
Or really any animal on earth.
Who's on top right now?
There's gotta be an champ? Alpha. Well, I think Joe is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's also, she's the one that did wrestling and stuff like that.
Ah.
She also does so many sports, it's not funny, and she's solid muscle, so.
Okay. Right. So, anyways, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier or not, but I looked up Craigslist ads.
You don't say.
Right. Yeah. This title, I like. It's fucking metal as fuck, right? Graveyard vigilante slayer woman looking for male.
Like, she's slaying vigilantes?
Graveyard vigilante slayer.
Zombies.
That is rather confusing.
It's rather confusing, and honestly, I don't get the title.
But sort of badass.
Like, she's trying to kill Batman in a graveyard.
Maybe.
Or the Punisher.
Maybe.
Okay.
I knew we were meant to be the moment you said Hillary Clinton was a lizard person.
It's not wrong.
I didn't care that you liked wearing socks with your flip-flops. Was this Kelly? Did she run into Kelly?
That is wrong. Kelly wears sandals, not flip-flops. There's a difference.
Oh, wearing socks. Oh.
With a thing in between your toe, it's a weird.
Yeah. Who would do that? I also don't care that you like to dress in all black leather. I didn't judge you for being hashtag Team Edward or Bernie.
Oh,
He dressed in all black leather wearing flip-flops. What the fuck kind of trash can fucking biker hipster do we got going on here?
That's really into Twilight and Bernie Sanders. That's a weird mix.
Right. And
I think.
I feel like the Twilight fans was his only demographic. That was his hope.
Yeah. Truth is, you make me laugh to the point my chapped lips bleed.
Does she not have chapstick?
There's
several ways of curing that.
Several ways, yeah.
And how is it laughing causes bleeding?
Man.
That's what I want to know.
If so, we make people bleed every week, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're like a weekly menstruation.
Yeah.
From the mouth. We're a weekly mouth menstruation. That's fucking gross.
Yes. I think that means they would be bleeding from their mouth.
Yeah, from their chapped lips, from all the laughter.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
Ew. Dumbass.
Like they listen to it, then their ears would bleed.
Oh, no, that might be accurate.
Yeah.
All right. As I lay at night awake writing in my pink and purple My Little Pony journal,
This
is a woman.
Okay.
With a dick.
Possibly.
Brony.
I snuggle up to my waifu pillow and wish it was you. What? I vision you standing there.
What kind of pillow?
Waifu.
Waifu.
Is that like a Casper pillow?
No, it's one of those body pillows that have the anime picture on the front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go Casper, get the mattress too.
Yeah.
Enter code BOYKISSES for 10% off.
Do it.
Not an actual code. Please don't do that.
No, they can do it. I don't think it'll come back to us.
I hope all these people get roughly 5 things typed into their bar that says boy kisses.
Yeah.
That I would be one proud papa.
Don't call yourself that.
Where's this coming from? We need to figure this out.
Yeah.
It's the fucking goat.
Fucking Tom Brady, man. Ruins everything for everybody. I vision you standing there with your Fabio hair blowing in the wind. In one hand, you have a hammer, and in the other, a pack of vagina dental dams. He has socks and flip-flops together.
Yep.
Dresses in all black leather.
Yep. Has Fabio hair.
And has Fabio hair. That's a weird
fucking hammer, place. Apparently.
Well, no, that's just in her dreams.
And dental dams.
Yes.
That's only when she dreams about him. He's holding a hammer and dental dams.
Do they still sell those?
Do you need a whole pack of dental dams?
Like, that shit's, like, obsolete now, right?
I think so.
As far as I know.
I ain't never even seen one.
Me neither. Can you buy them in the pack?
I've dated some skanks.
Can you go to Costco? Can you buy those in bulk? I need a tub of dental dams.
Hold on. I wonder how much a pack of dental dams are.
You look it up. I'll finish this.
Yeah. The big old I'm not looking at that. That's not going on my search history. I have enough weird shit in my search history.
Yeah, really. You will probably never see this, but if you do, ride off with me into the sunset on my George Jetson mop. Come live a life together on a farm, breeding horses, simulation style. I will never force you to drink shitty drinks like Bud Light.
What? It does not say that.
It does, I swear to God it does. I will never force you to drink shitty drinks like Bud Light.
Man, fuck that cunt.
And we can have a pet rat and train them to do cool tricks.
What the fuck is breeding horses simulation style?
I think they just get like a video game of horses fucking, right? Because then there's no mess to clean up. I don't know, man.
There's probably one out there.
I want to know about the pet rat.
They're going to teach you cool tricks. What cool tricks can you teach a rat?
Well, I don't know, but why not just get a dog?
Cats how to steal. Teach a rat how to steal, I guess.
You can teach them how to teach turtles ninjutsu.
Yeah.
Right?
Karate.
Dental dams, Chris. How's the search going?
Well, I think I pulled up regular, like, Durex, like, ultra-thin condoms.
Uh-huh.
Which you can buy on Amazon. Which is a trip. Like,
why is that surprising?
I don't know, because I can't imagine having to have my condoms delivered.
Okay.
Like,
along with are they going to airdrop them by a drone? Because I'm all right with that.
I feel like they're small enough I shouldn't have to pay shipping, first of all. How about a handy dam, pre-frame, latex-free rubber dam.
That sounds about right.
Mauve heavy package of 20.
Package of 20 dental dams.
Hmm.
How much?
I feel like this is something a dentist would use. I don't think anybody's going to fuck anything with that on their face.
Oh, God. That's
not it. Yeah, that's what I thought that was.
That's not what she's talking about.
You have the wrong website.
Or anyway.
She puts one of those on her vagina. Go down.
You can get 20 of them for the low price of $56.50.
We'll just say that's right.
That's with $9.95 shipping.
We'll just say that's right. That's completely accurate.
Or here, I got these.
Please stop.
Nope. I want to know how to use one of these.
Oh, no.
Crosstex, a 6-inch by 6-inch dental dam, thin blue, unflavored.
I feel like this is the wrong thing again, buddy.
I don't know. It looks like...
No. He's on point.
It looks like some shit you'd put on your tongue or something. Or on a cooch. I don't know where it goes.
I'm fucking lost here. I've never used one either. Like, I just know it's like a condom for eating
pussy.
Put a
rubber glove on your head. Like, yeah. If this is necessary...
Oh, what's it? That dumbass that
does
that as a trick.
Either you shouldn't be fucking or they shouldn't be fucking.
Oh, these people should not procreate.
What's that dumb fucker that puts that on his head? Billy Crystal? Didn't he do the glove on the head thing and blow it up his nose?
Oh, no, that's that. Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel? Yeah. He should be the spokesman for this shit.
There you go.
Anyway, those are $13.04.
Lock your phone, please.
$13 well spent?
That's for a 36-pack, though.
That's not bad.
That's a lot of something. Like, I don't know what, but that's a lot of Conaligas or...
Conalingus.
Or ass-eating, or... whatever you use it for.
Whatever you want. Maybe you just want to wear it while you're eating dinner.
Maybe you just want to wrap it around your toothbrush and feel like a freak.
Maybe your wife's really shitty at cooking. You just coat your tongue. Tastes great, honey. Want me to eat pussy? No, I don't. No, I don't.
Turns out there's many uses.
Yeah. We've thought of at least a half of one, so that's good. All right, next. Want to watch a live birth on mushrooms? That's not a question. That's a statement.
That will ruin your life.
They want to watch a live birth.
No, they
on
don't.
Mushrooms.
They think they do.
That's just wrong.
No, they don't.
I don't know. It's
I've had four children. No, they fucking don't.
Were you on mushrooms?
No.
You did it wrong.
God, I think I would be fucking terrible.
You would have bit its head off.
You need to be on mushrooms out fishing somewhere, you know, basically.
That sounds like a delightful afternoon. All right. So, I like the way they start it. Hey there. Colin. Right? Yeah. Very
warm
casual.
Greeting. Warm greeting.
Warm greeting.
Hey, buddy.
My friends and I were trying to figure out the craziest thing we could do on magic mushrooms and realized that watching live childbirth would be, by far, the most incredible, mind-blowing experience that we could think of.
Nope.
We are looking for a woman with child who would permit five respectful 27-year-old men to watch her give live birth while on magic mushrooms.
No. All right. This is like having an E-day in real life.
Like the war?
No, E-Day.
Not D Day. E Day. Scavenger. Yeah, lose all your listeners' day.
Right. Yeah. But in real life, it was like, oh, your family disowned you. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, your baby's a fucking potato.
Yeah, you can have a bad trip. You know?
Wait, what?
And name him figured,
yeah.
That's how you were born?
You can have a bad trip, and this is how you have a bad trip. You decide to do dumbass shit like this.
Yeah, that's
well, that sounds like some cult shit or something.
I mean, it's just five respectful 27-year-old.
I mean, it's very specific. It seems like on mushrooms.
It seems like something Joe Rogan wouldn't even try.
I would hope not.
He talks a lot about DMT and fucking mushrooms.
Okay, okay. Compensation is negotiable, but for sure at least $100 per person, and the knowledge of knowing that you just blew some people's mind having a baby come out of you.
All right, look, you can get online and find videos of live childbirth. Why not just do your mushrooms and watch your fucking video and not be creepy in someone's fucking life?
Like, get one of those VR things. You put your phone in, go to YouTube, maybe boom, something like done.
That, yeah. You don't do that on mushrooms. You think it was, like, real, man.
That's the point.
Yeah.
They want to do it in real life. The point is
you're safe locked up in your room at home. I don't know if I deserve
to not ruining somebody's life or endangering their child or them or,
you know. I don't know.
They can't have a bunch of completely stoned motherfuckers in the delivery room.
Because what happens when somebody freaks out and vomits then on the baby halfway coming out because that shit tripped them the fuck out and they're on mushrooms?
It'd be hilarious. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, let me tell you about the day you're born. Some stranger vomited on you. The doctor was trying to pull you out. It's not a story nobody wants to hear.
We got video.
This offer may not be for everyone. If you know someone who may be interested, please place share this offer so that that we might fulfill our dream of watching a live birth on mushrooms. They're very specific. They make sure you know what they want, how they want it.
I feel like it would have to be a home birth.
I don't know.
A hospital's not going to let that shit fly.
I would hope not.
Like in a kiddie pool and shit? Like weird?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys want to get sexy?
I mean, it could be a cult thing then.
Like with the ease of placenta and shit.
Yeah, that's gross too.
That is gross, yeah. Sexy time?
Yeah.
Sexy time.
Wanted. Woman who wants to conceive child during totality eclipse in Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? It's in more Oregon. Cult shit, man.
Everybody this one wants
very
that.
Specific.
Yeah. I am 40 years of age, Caucasian male from Europe. My heritage is strong and pure.
Then why aren't you in fucking Europe, dude?
I'm assuming he might be from Germany. My looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength are 100% pure and 100% lethal.
Yeah, lethal. That sounds great.
His looks are lethal, 100%.
I have lethal. I consider myself lethal. Wanna fuck? No, you fucking crazy rapist. Keep your fucking van to yourself.
My looks are lethal. I got the leather jacket. I got the socks. I got the flip-flops. I got the Fabio hair. Lethal.
So, lethal. What's a dude you think, like, you could describe his looks as a lethal?
Liam Neeson?
What?
I don't know, man. He's got a very particular set of skills.
Yeah, that's not looking good.
Well, he's a handsome man. And I heard he's hung like a fucking horse.
Looks lethal. A guy with, like, real sharp cut outfit.
Ron Perlman.
You know, just cut you.
No. Too soft. They can't be squishy.
We
need TJ.
Wesley Snipes.
Maybe.
Maybe? I'll take it.
Hemsworth, when he's all balked up for
Too pretty. Floor. Too pretty.
Yeah. Too trusting.
We'll save it for the fashion podcast.
Too trusting.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm thinking...
Just put him in a black leather biker vest and shit. Make him look intimidating.
Remember Titan?
What, from American Gladiators?
Yeah. How about the Fonzie?
Fonzarelli?
Yeah.
See? Endless list. Anyways. I am looking for a worthy female with strong genes, beauty, and smarts to join me to experience the totality eclipse in Oregon. He keeps saying totality eclipse instead of total eclipse.
Well, that's the important part,
I guess.
And his pureness.
Exact place is not set yet.
Yeah, it's a trailer.
If we have chemistry.
Or a stabbing cabin.
Now this motherfucker wants to do it on a mountaintop or some crazy ass shit because, you know, he's going to fucking breed the devil or something, he thinks.
Exactly.
Not quite.
Okay.
If we have chemistry, I would like for us to make love while the eclipse is happening. Hmm. When totality occurs, we will have simultaneous orgasms, and we will conceive a child that will be on the next level of human evolution.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to create more Aryans, it sounds like.
Or an X-Men.
Or a Cthulhu.
God, what happens if you have a Cyclops? You just fucking stone
abort.
It. Yeah. Let me see. We will make love together with me and my penis directed towards the sun. Not just me. Me and my penis.
They're going to go blind.
Only him. She's good, I'm assuming. Let's see. Everything will be aligned in the local universe. Both of our cosmic, orgasmic energy will be aligned with the planets. In a brief moment of ecstasy, we will understand everything and together create a new universe full of love.
This is why the internet's bad.
You must like cats. Drugs are okay. Nitrous oxide while we climax and experience totality and conception is okay with me.
Wow.
Must love fucking cats.
Wait, is the cat there too?
I think so.
Probably.
They use it as a dental dam.
I have the image of this guy. You were guys were the that show, the movie Fanboys?
Yeah.
The guy that lives in his mom's carriage house right. and wears the Rush shirt. That's him right there.
Maybe.
That's him.
Maybe.
Ponytail and all.
Get a. Yep. We've got one more to lead us into the beer review. Who's excited?
Yay.
All of us. Does mold turn you on?
Mold?
No.
Like
no,
mold, spores, and fungus?
Yeah. This is kinda. Woman looking for woman.
Okay. Sounds hot.
Do you like to get down and dirty around decay?
No.
Do you want to fuck among the fungi? The title says it all.
That's pretty well written, honestly.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm just a cold babe living in, living in a moldy bedroom looking for a lady. The jury's out on whether or not this musty love nest might be hazardous.
But she's talking about her crotch.
Yeah.
That's maybe. The musty love nest.
Yeah.
But what's the
There's
fun?
A bird living in it.
Ew, dude. But what's the fun in doing it without a little danger? The mattress isn't directly on the composting carpet, so while we won't be manhandling the mildew, you'll still be having sex while swimming in spores. You bring a jacket. I'll make a mixtape. I'm hot to trot and surrounded by rot.
That's pretty
Boom!
Fucking clever.
I'm hot to trot and surrounded by rot. I might go fuck this chick.
That's pretty fucking clever.
Right?
So
he's looking for a woman. You gotta tuck it when you go?
I'll tuck it when I go.
Right. So this person wants to fuck on mushrooms. Not on mushrooms, but literally on mushrooms.
Yes, yes.
On top of.
Yes. Yeah, on top of I got mushrooms. It. Yeah. Like she's an upside down pizza.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Or like a sirloin steak or something.
Things that go with mushrooms. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like mushrooms.
Yeah.
Me neither. That's great.
I saw a video, like a reel of videos or something. People just slapping other people in the face with hot piece of pizza.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
It's such a waste.
The internet is a bad thing.
Like it is. It's pretty bad.
I've got a question.
Fall down, you know, rabbit holes.
You guys might have heard. I don't know. But, you know, we're over the tide now. Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah, no,
and there was
snorting
condoms. What the fuck is that?
What? I mean, is how that did the new shit?
Yeah, that's the new shit. What the? How the fuck did that start?
What are they doing? What? I ain't heard this.
They literally
snort
a condom.
And so that way it goes up and out and then you pull it out. Yeah.
So we start one now.
It's weird.
We get on the Instagrams. We snort a dental dam.
That'd be great.
Who's doing it?
Man.
We'll blindfold Chris again. Just do it, right?
We used to just go outside and play when we were kids.
Yeah. Oh, no, I stay inside and play video games.
The internet, like.
Well, at least that.
The biggest challenge we had when we were kids is, you know, King of the Hill. You know, running my fat ass up the hill to get up there.
Riding a bike without handlebars. Still can't do it.
Oh, I can ride a bike with no handlebars.
No, you can't.
No handlebars? No handlebars.
Yeah. Seriously, fuck.
I can make a beat with the metronome. Nobody remembers that. What was the band? What's the name of that band?
Flobots.
Flobots.
Yeah. It's my grass cutting people.
We talked about that.
Yeah. No, but like this is how fucked up the internet is. Thanks to the internet, I now have a sexual attraction to a stepsister I don't have.
Oh god. No. Come on, man. Okay. Cut it out, man.
Somebody else's stepsister.
Cut it out. The incest porn, I mean. I never saw that episode of Full House, but I would have fucking watched it.
How rude.
The fucking checkmate, bitch. The one mentally handicapped uncle with the wood chipmunk puppet?
Joey?
Yeah.
Sure. The one that should have worn a helmet?
Joey?
Yeah, Joey.
Was it
Joey? Yeah, he had the beaver puppet.
Jesse.
Yeah, the beaver puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, an episode where the beaver puppet's telling you not to fuck your sister. That'd be great, man. I'd watch that episode. But if, like, the sister was the one with the boobs now?
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably watch
Stephanie.
It. Stephanie. Yeah. Full house, more like full blouse, am I right? Yeah. Beer review?
More like Stephanie Banger instead of Tanner.
More beer.
Have you guys seen the episode of, like, Celebrity Fit?
That was awful, Chris.
That's funny.
No, it wasn't. Wait, what?
The Celebrity Fit episode where, like, Uncle Joey's on there, and, like, somebody was talking about how hot, like, the two girls were after they... He's like, that's fucking gross, man. I grew up with those as children. They were like kids to me. The hell is wrong with you? Yeah, that's fucking nasty. He like gets really pissed and like wants to fight this dude afterwards.
They look like aliens now anyways.
So. I'm pretty sure you watched one of Bob Saget's stand-up specials. There's one where he had the guitar and he was singing songs. He had a song about him fucking Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah.
On that special. It's pretty fucking hilarious.
She's never been very attractive.
That's what makes it funny, Danny.
Oh. Well, neither is he, though.
No, he's not funny. I mean, he can be.
I've been attractive.
No, he's funny.
He's okay.
He's funny.
He's
pretty raunchy when he's not.
Yeah.
On TV.
Beer review. Motherfucker, you don't do my permission to speak.
Oh, God, did I tell you about that?
What?
Last episode, while I was editing the Raw, like, me and you had both pointed to Chris, and also, like, because you don't hear the points, obviously, mm-hmm. You hear Chris go, motherfucker, you don't need my permission to speak, talking to you, like, really shitty, and I'm like, no, Chris, you were in the middle of a topic, and he's like, oh, well, I guess I'll finish what I was saying, then. I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, motherfucker, you don't need my permission to speak? Out of nowhere. If I can find the clip, I'll put it at the beginning of this episode, it's fun.
But,
let's review a beer, yeah.
Shit, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Shit, fuck yeah.
Shit, fuck, damn, yeah, yeah.
Cooter.
Cooter. I'm just going to throw out a random cooter.
Yeah, we're cursing. We're using potty mouth.
Cooter. Sounds like you cooter. Guys have had one too many already.
Breaking out the potty mouth. Fucking outhouse mouth over here. Cooter.
Hey, Brad, save this. What's the beer? Save it. Come on. Bring it home.
No, this ship's sinking. I'm jumping the fuck off.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
This one of those cooter
yams? Yams.
By the way, I opened my beer
and
decided I gave it to you, and I put mine in the fridge. So
okay.
And I had some of Chris's.
Oh, you got a little. Okay.
That way we're not wasting beer.
It seems like I always got the dark beer for you.
But if it's good, I plan on getting one out and drinking it. But
that's because you jumped ahead.
I was thirsty.
But you're the gracious
host. I don't like wasting alcohol. Mm-hmm. You know.
Gracious. I'll let you have the hosting duties this week.
Thank you. Yeah.
WeMac?
Yeah, WeMac.
It is called WeMac this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scottish God, does Troll call himself that?
Oh, it's a wee little Mac, ain't it?
That's his Scottish cousin.
Which is literally just a leprechaun.
Yeah.
He would put Daddy at the end of it.
Yeah.
He's got a pot of
wee Mac Daddy.
Wee Mac Daddy.
Oh, yeah, wee little Mac Daddy.
Who's the little pimp? I am, yeah. I can't do Scottish, I can only do
fucking
Irish.
Fucking Lucky Charms.
Fucking Lucky Charms.
That's all I got.
Fucking Cooter. You know? It is what it is.
Fucking Dukes of Hazzard.
Fucking Dukes of what?
There's a Cooter in Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Cooter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
The mechanic.
Yeah, the mechanic. Sure he ran the gas station. It's fucking Cooter.
How sure were those Daisy Dukes? You could see that. Cooter. That's a horrible word. Right. I hate it.
First of all, Cooter was a guy.
Ew.
It was a guy.
Yeah.
That's really like
dude named Cooter
for something that old.
Is it?
That's cool.
Them slipping in the word Cooter is woke.
This is the same show we got the term Daisy Cooter. Dukes from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they coin that phrase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no shit.
That's Daisy Duke because their cousin.
That was her name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So Jesus. They call it.
Did you never
and
watch
the
show?
And she wore the.
Yep.
Did he never actually watch the show?
I don't. He's
man. I used to watch that all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville and the guy from American Pie.
He's a
Jessica Simpson.
Weak bloodline over here.
Great movie.
He's not pure, as that one Craigslist ad would put it.
Oh, yeah. My lineage is not 100% lethal.
It's not.
But I've got a great cooter. Beer review. That's what we're doing.
Yes, we are. This is from Sun King Brewery. A local one. So it's right from Indianapolis.
It's a Hoosier brew.
A Hoosier brew. Fresh, local Indiana beer. This is WeMac. Scottish style ale.
All right.
It's an enticing and malty brown ale with caramel, cocoa, and hazelnut character, balanced with toffee undertones.
Why does Kelly not describe that? Like, Kelly should use those words to describe himself. Enticing and malty brown.
No, if Kelly's going to name himself cocoa, after a drink, he's the caramel. Mexican mudslide.
By Chi-Chi's.
By Chi-Chi's. Yeah, this motherfucker. Right. We had time to kill on
at
the
work.
Clock.
Right.
So we went to a liquor store looking for beer review beer.
Of course, what you do?
They had Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, and Bud Light.
Wow,
so we didn't buy anything.
And Smirnoff, and I think one six-pack of Mickey's.
six-pack of
the only malt liquor in the entire liquor store was the
Mickey's.
White one.
Gotta have the Mickey's.
I found the Smirnoff. I was like, Chris, I found the craft beer section. Nobody else laughed. It was weird. But they had all the Chi-Chi's pre-mixed drinks on the bottom of the rack. I was like, that should be Kelly's nickname. He's like, what, Chi-Chi's? Like, no, you dumb fuck. Mexican mudslide. It's fitting. Because he always crashes through and ruins the podcast. And he's a Mexican. So, anyways.
So what are we going cheers to?
The Gunny.
Yeah, the Gunny.
That's
the Gunny
passed away today.
Yeah.
Of pneumonia.
Yeah. Here's to you, maggot.
Emery or whatever.
Similar catchphrase.
Ew. You just laughed up your beer.
Well, that's really cold.
You pour some on your crotch, too?
It is when it goes on your pants.
I actually got some on my crotch.
Oh, man, we're crotch buddies.
Well, Chris. Low five.
Maggot.
No, James is sitting there trying to read Brad's can. Didn't realize it was open. It's just pouring on his own.
I was like, the bad part is I was willing to open the damn thing.
This is a good story.
I wasn't watching him. I didn't know what the fuck he was doing, man.
James has roughly been fucked up for 14 hours straight now.
I thought he was spiking my drink or something, man.
This is actually a really good beer.
I like it, actually.
I tried it.
I like it a lot.
I mean, it's not bad, but I wouldn't want to drink all of it, so.
No,
it's not bad, though.
This is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's actually
I really like it. It's not as bitter as most dark beers. I think that's probably because of the chocolate, maybe the hazelnut in it. Really counteracts the bitterness, yeah. So you're just left with like a smooth, dark
beer. A lot
of
character
beer.
To it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually really like this. And we've tried something else from them. Was it Daybreaker?
Yeah, Daybreaker sucked. I think it was an IPA, though.
Did it suck? I thought we liked it.
No, Daybreaker. Because it was as shitty as the fucking Daybreaker movie.
Yeah.
This is one of the breweries that was at the beer fest I went to.
Oh, yeah, okay. What free merch did they give
me? Back in February. I didn't get free merch from them, I don't think.
This beer sucks.
Fuck them. They ain't sponsoring.
I really like this.
They ain't sponsoring. So.
Well, nobody else has either, so it doesn't really matter.
It kind of looks like
it is pretty good. It's very drinkable.
Everybody knows that Team Monkey is the best team.
Yeah, the can's really awesome.
Team Monkey?
Team Monkey, man.
What was the other teams?
Barracuda? Snake? And the fourth one.
Jaguars.
Panther?
Jaguars.
Jaguars? Jaguars. What did you say?
Jaguars.
You say Panthers?
Yeah.
You
very
dumb
close.
Bastard.
Super close.
No.
Cat. Jungle cat.
They're both, jungle Brown. Cats.
Yeah.
They're both shitty NFL teams.
Felines.
Right?
The Jaguars and the Panthers?
Yeah.
I thought you liked Cam Newton.
I don't really watch football.
But you chose to like Cam Newton at one time.
When I was playing Madden,
one time.
His stats were good. He was fast and he could throw the football.
Yeah, in other words, Danny didn't need skill to play. He could just fucking hit A, hike the ball, and run.
Oh, wow. Somebody's bitter from getting their ass whooped by Cam Newton.
Never happened.
No, but with Aaron Rodgers, boom, I stayed in the shotgun.
Me and Danny was playing each other at Madden, and I hit this. I was Peyton Manning quarterback, all right? With Peyton Manning, I hit this fucker so hard, I got the shaky cam effect.
On his 1 yard line, though.
He fumbled the interception. I got the ball back. Fucking Peyton Manning.
I don't know if that last part's true. I remember getting rocked
his
by Mr. Manning.
His big Frankenstein ass leveled him.
He was like a big wall. I couldn't avoid.
That's hilarious.
It was horrible. It was embarrassing. Like, I probably won that game, but I'll never remember because of all the shame. It's impressive.
Like, I was so happy I ran off the house.
Oh, the game probably never ended, so yeah. Thumbs. Let's give them, let's not give them for the beer. I'm going to give 1.5 thumbs. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Okay.
Because I've been, I listen to all the, as the head cozy, I listen
Koozie,
to the Koozie, sorry.
He said cozy. Yeah. Motherfucker, I heard you getting cozy.
I can say
as the
cozy
head man,
if I want to.
Comfortable. I got to say, what the fuck are you doing with your life, man?
Personally, I feel like Brad dresses very comfortably.
It's true.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He does have a jacket that looks kind of cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways. What,
comfy and cozy.
What's the question?
I don't know. What's the answer?
What's the answer?
You tell me first.
You're playing Jeopardy now?
You said I have a question because I listen to the
I think
episode.
It involves the thumbs.
But you had a question about
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When did we start the thumbs up thing officially? Because it just seemed to come out of nowhere.
Yeah, more or less it did, honestly. Like 3-4 weeks ago.
Now. It was just like a smooth transition. You didn't say nothing about it. You just started doing it.
We announced it, didn't we?
We just said, hey, we're going to start using thumbs, and that was it. Yeah. That was the only announcement.
Yeah, maybe it was just one night you did that. And
or I think during
you started
one of the episodes,
we're
like, hey, why don't we use thumbs up, thumbs down for it?
It's sort of like how now, if you bring a shitty
how
beer,
now, Brown Cow?
You have to chug it.
Yeah. New rules. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I've been
don't
on.
Like that rule.
There's got to be a punishment.
Too long.
That's not fair, because I typically bring the beer. So, like, 9 times out of 10, I'll be the one doing it. So, I think that rule's gone now.
Well, maybe you'll get better at chugging a beer. It's pathetic.
Or picking beers, one of the two.
Whatever. Anyways.
Both skills need improved upon.
I don't know, man. What's the answer? Anyways, I'll give this 1.5 thumbs. I like it quite a bit, but I know it's kind of pricey, and I don't know if it's worth the price point. How much was it, a 6-pack, Brad?
It was $8.99.
Oh,
I was going to guess. Yeah, I was going to guess. Never mind. Close to $9 to $10.
I'm going to go 2.
So.
You're going full 2?
Full 2.
Okay.
So you will buy again.
Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Like plus, I think my girlfriend really likes it because she likes Guinness and shit like that.
Oh,
she drinks like a man. I drink like a bitch.
I wonder
like
if
Guinness.
They make this in bottles.
I don't think so. I really don't because
I've never seen anything they had in bottles.
I've never seen any of it in bottles.
No.
Okay.
Well,
pretty good for our canned beer. All the best beer come in cans. Yeah. Almost exclusively in cans. You ever seen a bottle of Hams?
Bottles, man.
Or Boxer. I've seen a bottle of PBR, which threw me for a loop, because I thought it was always in cans.
No, I've had a bottle of PBR.
Yeah, I've had several bottles of PBR.
Oh, my bad. Anyways, thumbs.
Well, I'll give it a half of one, because if somebody gives it to me, I'll drink it, but I'm not going
to
go out and buy
somebody
it.
Somebody literally tried to give you one, and you gave it back and took a sip. So I don't know if that's true.
That's what's only half.
Fucking false news.
So we can do half thumbs.
Half thumb.
Yeah.
Okay. Half thumb.
Yeah. I'm going to go two thumbs up.
Two thumbs, like so it. We're at...
Yeah, I'll go with Chris on this.
Five thumbs out of six. That's pretty good.
That's a good review. That's a good review.
Well, very he positive. Gave it two, and he gave it two, and you gave it one and a half.
Oh, I gave it one and a half.
And I gave it a half. That makes two, so that's six out
perfect
of six.
Perfect beer. Man, I'm good at this.
Wasn't last week's a perfect beer, too?
Math.
Nah, last week was like eight out of six.
Something like that. Yeah, it was.
It was a high
review. What was last week? Bud Light Orange?
Yeah.
Was that last week?
When I sobered up, I was like, was it really good at all? And I don't
I've
remember.
I've been trying to find it. I can't find it.
Yeah, I've
well,
never
you know
seen
there
that.
There's a sign, or somebody posted on Facebook, that they have it at Wayland's right over here.
They have it at the Save-On right by my house. That's where I bought it.
Like on tap?
Who knows?
That'd be good on tap.
Be fantastic.
Be, it would I would be try like... it. Was it Bud or Bud Light?
Bud Light.
It was Bud Light.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bud Light Orange.
You ever had Bud Light Lime? It was like that, but orange
nah.
instead.
Oh. That's what we're going to review.
Let me know when they come out, Bud Light Grape.
Ew, no, I'm good. No, I already know what I'm getting next week. You know that Not Your Father's, like, Mountain Dew stuff that we tried that everybody kind of liked?
Yeah.
Now they have Not Your Father's Fruit Punch. And I put
oh, God, I hate Fruit Punch.
Oh, my God, he's such a whiny little bitch.
I'll try it.
Yeah, you'll put
they,
it in your
they have a tendency to be a little too sweet, though.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Like, just straight, not like...
It's stomach rot.
Like, sugary sweet, and it's like candy.
I think it'll be good. And
well,
I'm
we're
going to
try
it,
so.
Yeah.
You know who can chug a beer like a champ?
Who?
The Sparkly Vampire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard he's legendary.
Yeah,
like,
that, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Like, he was Mr. Frat Boy, probably.
So
but he was like, he can chug a beer faster than anyone.
Does
like,
he drink
I
it out of his son's
say,
mouth, or what?
I don't know. he can suck a beer down, I guess. But
oh, there's some in the corner.
Let me use my tongue to get it out.
Well, you're
Hashtag boy kisses for 10% off your Tom Brady
anything,
today.
Anything.
Maybe.
We've seen Boston Dad do it quite well as well.
He can chug a beer in, what, like 0.6 seconds? Something
yeah,
fucking
like
crazy?
The big mug, like a pint and a half.
Yeah.
In like under 2 seconds.
It's insane. And impressive.
Yeah.
Has he ever tried a pitcher?
I'm sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
I can't do it like he can do it. I've tried it and tried.
No, because he just opens up and it just goes.
Yeah, he just goes, I can't do it.
Man. No, we need to.
I can do that some, but then eventually I got to start swallowing. It's just
it's carbonation gets me, and I just can't do it.
So. Yeah,
oh, I can't do it. You guys saw that last week, but we need. You know how people gauge their ears?
Yeah,
we just need to do that with your esophagus. We'll start with like
a Danny's
pickle,
penis,
right? We'll shove
and
a
we'll
pickle
move
down
up
your throat. And you leave it there for a couple hours.
We'll swallow that bitch whole, and not even notice it.
And then we'll end up with James's fist, and we'll just keep that in your like throat for like 3 days.
Festivities,
and then you'll be able to chug whatever you want. Yeah.
Can you at least not use your beat-off arm? I figure it's just a little bit bigger. That's definitely smaller than the other one, James. That's quite a bit smaller than the other one. It's noticeably smaller.
Am I bigger? Because neither of my arms are bigger than the other. Like, I have no muscle.
You don't
muscle
go hard
anywhere.
Enough.
I must not. Uh-uh. Well, I'm not like Isaac's where I put on a full, like, fucking show piece
to jerk off.
I think
you just got really
jerk
strong
off.
Wrist.
Oh, because I finger myself. Where do I finger myself, Chris?
In the cooter.
In the cooter.
Full on back to Cooter again, Dukes of Hazzard.
I put on my like dental dam, and I go to town.
I found it on the rabbit hole when I was searching for dental dams.
I'm pretty sure B-Rad was trying to go into something, so you can wait your fucking turn.
All right, that's
insult me. I'll cut you out of this whole fucking episode. Go ahead, Brad.
Well, we were talking a little football. This past week, this guy, Alden Smith, I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but he's a linebacker for the 49ers, or was, like, back when they were good a couple years ago. And, you know, he's really good, but, it's like, he's
happened.
Always getting in trouble, right?
The 49ers have never
always.
Been good.
Fuck them.
Joe Montana didn't exist.
Don't Joe Montana? Man.
They had that year or two a few years back where they had Kaepernick. He was doing good.
Fucked that motherfucker, too.
Yeah, but
he sure could catch
it. This was a few years back.
Fuck this bullshit and the 49ers. I'm just going to say, I like the motherfuckers.
Okay.
Football. It's sports.
You could be an owner.
Maybe. You could be an owner.
Congratulations.
Congrats, asshole.
He's like, hey, I'm a homeowner.
Not yet.
It's getting close.
Technically, I still own one. Two, technically.
One and a half. Off. Well, actually, two halves. So
I lived in one. It has a two-bedroom. It was a home.
And there's a camper.
Broken
next
one.
To the
broken as fuck, but so. It was there.
Yeah, camper.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, Alden Smith, he was one of the best, their best players anyway, but he hasn't been playing for like over a year now because he's been suspended indefinitely. Because like, I don't know, over a year ago, he supposedly, allegedly.
Started a fight club with
kids. No, just, he just gets drunk, beats on his wife or his girl or whoever. He's that kind of guy, right?
Beats on his wife, you know.
Yeah, you know.
He's a regular Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, man, he drug his girl out of their house by her hair and shit and like. Punched her 6-7 times.
Oh my God. What was the dude? Who was the dude that was in the elevator?
That was Ray Rice.
Yeah, there you go.
Ray Rice. I was say, he's Jerry never played
Rice,
again.
But that's not right.
No, it's
he
not.
Was a footballer as well, though, right?
Yes.
Who, Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry's way different than Ray Rice.
Didn't
yeah.
beat
yeah,
his
Jerry's
wife.
Awesome. Yeah.
Right. Probably didn't beat his wife?
We don't know, but, you know, probably not. We're going to say he didn't.
He's one of the good guys.
Okay, good.
In the league, you know. But then you got these kind of guys. Well, anyway, he got in trouble, arrested again. He's been arrested 3 times in 2 months, just these past. So he's never gonna play again, man. There's
right.
no way
yeah,
they're amazing. Letting him back in.
I went fucking 30 whole years without getting arrested once, so I feel like I'm doing better than
right.
Him.
You know,
not like financially.
I'm like, well, what the fuck is this dude doing? And then a few days later, it came out his blood alcohol content when he was arrested.
Do we guess? You want us to guess?
Sure.
What's the legal limit?
Let me just
0.08.
0.08. Yep. Let me drop it to 0.04.
Let me just, well, go ahead.
Goddamn hipsters are taking fucking over everything.
What is the legal limit in Indiana?
It was 0.08.
Something
point
like 0.08. Yeah,
okay.
It should
well,
be.
Let's go with that.
So I'm going to go with 0.25.
Okay.
0.25? Oh, 0.10, I'll say. Or just
see,
no,
I'm gonna go.
See,
I'm gonna go 0.8. I'm gonna go. He was 10 times over the fucking legal limit.
0.8, 10 times. Damn.
0.8.
Yes.
Okay, he went high. Well, it turns out it's right about in between there. 0.40.
Holy shit. What'd you say?
Which I was like, holy shit. I was like, holy shit. Because I don't know much about it either. You know what I mean? On my experience with the drunk driving thing. So,
<That's good.
laughs> which is a good thing. Yeah. So anyway, I was like 0.40. How, you know, is that
I bet that
high,
I bet that was probably at least
what?
Glock and Vodka Brad. Drunk.
Yeah.
Can maybe. We do a Brad action figure?
Yeah, and you guys were witness.
Well, we are all experienced drunk drivers. We're just not experienced with the police part of it.
No, exactly. No, we're not all. But no, I want to release an action, like an action figure line of Brad action figures.
Vodka Glock Brad.
Yeah. Then you got Comfy Brad. You got King Koozie Brad.
Yeah, it comes with
line.
A nice jacket.
And none of them have Kung Fu Grip, except for Glock and Vodka Brad. And double those... Kung Fu Grip. One for the Glock,
right.
One for the vodka.
And they can't come out.
Well, no, you squeeze his legs, the vodka goes in his mouth. And the gun goes
yes.
in the air.
Yes.
No, no,
dude.
It doesn't go in the air. It just makes a sound effect while he's chugging. Like, bang!
This is a gold mine we're sitting
it's great.
On.
Yeah,
we need D&D Brad, where he's just
that's
sitting
right.
down.
It's Dungeon Master Brad,
DM Brad.
Yep.
Just there's DM a screen Brad. In front of you, but also if you move the screen, you're holding a gun and vodka. This is how I DM motherfuckers.
Yep. Get it in line.
Glock and Vodka Brad.
I hope you make
today.
That savings,
that
bro.
Really sounds like a fucking action figure.
Yeah, from like the fucking 80s. That you should never buy your children.
Oh, I'd buy them all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we got to make them first. That's the downfall. But.
So this is the rabbit hole I went down, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, what is the, like, what's, like, almost dead, you know, or whatever, you know? I don't know what, like, high is.
Like how drunk you have to get to die.
Yeah. Well, it turns out he's actually right at the level, according to this, little article here, 0.40 means possibility of death.
No shit.
So he was right at that level.
Alcohol poisoning.
He was fucking drunk.
Yeah, I would think
but,
so.
Yeah, he ain't ever playing again. But that led me to this article, according to coed.com. Now, this is from 2014.
That sounds like a porn site, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Coed.com, huh?
So these people were fucking, and they're yelling all these useful facts, so I wrote them down in between beating it.
It sounds, it's probably just like a college fucking, you know. Something.
How do you feel about stepsisters now?
Somebody else's stepsister, I'm all good.
I hear that makes it fun. You're a sick man, Chris.
But this is from 2014, but it is basically the 10 drunkest people on record. Who lived to tell the tale.
Okay.
So, like, actually
sad,
got
sad tale,
blood alcohol content test, you know, and all that.
Say this
so
is
this
from,
is, like, top 10.
This is from 4 years ago, so you last night's not going to be on the list. So that's good.
Yeah. To be fair, I feel like we would we need to go get fucked up and get tested one time.
Just like, so we know. No, just so we know.
Yeah, like we just needed like party hardcore.
We need one of those testers.
Like we all think we have alcohol poisoning.
No, it'd be awesome. Could you walk in? You'd be so fucking like, I'm here to get tested.
Well,
like,
for what? Like, we did.
I think
send
I'm so drunk. I have HIV, sir.
No. You guys work for an ex-cop. It should be nothing for him to get set up so we could do a test scenario on this.
Like a breath.
He'd make us drive to his house.
And then either way.
Well, we
drunk
we did famously send someone. We sent someone to the hospital.
I did send someone to the hospital with alcohol poisoning before, yes, because we were doing a caribou loo and yes, we were beer bonging it. Yes. And he came and he thought he wanted to party with the big boys. Turns out he left his big boy pants at home and had his drunk ass carried there.
I told my
and
then to the hospital. Hang with the big dogs last night.
Big dog,
big dog.
No, say, he's like, you can't party with the big boys, but him last night, from what I've heard from Chris, was doing a one-man limbo competition with a pole cue. I don't think you can hang with the big boys anymore. I think we're getting old.
Maybe I told Mandy that. I yeah, texted her that
last
before.
Night.
But maybe I can't party as hard as I used to.
I think we've reached the cusp.
James was willing to talk to anything without tits. And if it had cowboy boots or a limp wrist, it was 100% sure shot.
So is he not? Oh, my God.
Turns out, the guy, gentleman of the other persuasion was buying me drinks. I didn't know it.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah.
You almost got lucky, dude. That's awesome. Hey, remember one time I got so drunk I was gay? That was fun. Anyways.
All right. So, yeah, the 10 drunkest people on record who lived to tell the tale. It says, this does not include stories like the Taiwanese woman who soaked herself in a tub of ethanol and died, because stories like that are just plain sad.
That, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a hell of a way to kill yourself.
That's a weird way to go.
That is, right? I mean,
she boofed herself to heaven.
With rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
You might as well just drink.
I like it.
You like that?
I think it's cool.
I thought those were two different types of alcohol.
Ethanol is
still alcohol, technically, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, well, what is it? You can't really get drunk on, like, rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, but if you're soaking yourself, I'm sure you can get it in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like I said, I really don't know.
So. I mean, it just has to break down a mucous membrane.
Maybe she's
like
dropped,
your asshole.
Maybe she dropped a match.
Woof, woof.
Okay, so number 10. Right? Anybody want to guess what number 10 is? This like would be the lowest of the...
Lowest of the low.
Yeah, the lowest of the champs.
1.2. Or, no, wait, no, that would be dead.
By the way, that is
three times over.
Percent of alcohol. So 1.2 would be 1.2% of your blood
right.
is alcohol.
So 0.12 is what I was trying to say.
Now we got to get up there. It's probably like a 0.25 or something like that.
No. That's what I said originally. It's higher?
What do you think? Yeah. Oh, yeah, these are the top 10 all time.
You'd be
across
0.4.
The world.
So we'll go 0.4 minimum.
0.36.
0.708
okay.
is number 10.
That's almost double dead?
Right.
And that's the lowest.
Exactly.
0.78.
And these people live to tell about it.
Well,
this ain't
my
dead
original guess was 0.8, so.
Yeah. 0.4 is death. Possibly.
Isn't that see, it surprised the hell out of me, too.
God, I don't know how high mine's been at one time.
But it's probably also kind of funny. Me. Okay, that was Marguerite Engel from the USA.
Margarita Engel.
She represents the USA.
Oh, hey.
In this Olympic sport.
And well.
There's actually a picture.
Holy crap, you brought a mugshot.
Yeah.
She looks like Viggo the Carpathian.
On meth.
On meth.
Yeah.
Bingo. She got that Fabio hair going on.
Wait, hold on. Hey, Brad. Brad, will you leave that? Or when you leave, can I have that so I can get a tattooed on my Ghostbuster sleeve?
Just get a frame around it.
Sure.
Lady, I'm a big fan of your work. The way you possessed Oscar the baby was fucking metal as fuck.
Okay, upon being arrested, she was taken to jail, released on bond, and sent to the hospital for treatment. Marguerite failed to appear in court and was actually found drunk in a ditch behind the wheel of another stolen car.
Another stolen car.
Yeah. For good reason, she was held without bond for the second offense. A year later, she was sent to jail for 18 months plus 2 years probation for 2 counts of drunken driving.
Oh, I bet that
but no
GTA. Some pain.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a drunk bitch in a ditch, which we're experienced with.
That
yeah.
is my second favorite Dr. Seuss book.
Drunk Bitch in a Ditch?
Yes. The first one's Green Eggs and Ham, in case you're curious. It's a fucking American classic. Although
one
I've heard
fish,
it's racist
fish.
Now, which is fucking stupid. Yeah, it's racist.
Why?
I don't know. Ask the internet.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Hey, the places will
okay.
go, right?
Here's contestant number 9, also from the USA.
All right.
Terry Comer.
We're going to go with an even 8.0 then. Or 0.80.
0.80? Yeah, it has to go up from here. I want to say 0.81.
It goes up a little bit,
0.72. 0.72, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she has the distinct honor of blowing the highest BAC ever recorded by a driver in American history.
She was still driving.
I drive. Yeah.
How do you still function? Fucking driving. I don't understand.
I don't know.
How are you not blacked out at that point?
I was saying, last night I barely could fucking stand up. I mean, I could still shoot a little bit of pool and win, but I barely could stand up.
Well, here's what happens. Terry was found comatose behind the wheel of a car.
Not passed out, fucking had, comatose.
So, it was like up in smoke. Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
People say Cheech and Chong.
Stuck in the median.
Yeah, where they're stuck in the median. Yeah.
That's awesome. veered off the road and into a snowbank.
Okay.
Oh, yay. Let's do it in winter. Let's make the road even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get all fucked up and go out.
Comatose behind the wheel. The engine was still running.
Oh, that's great.
If she had only made it 50 more feet, she would have crashed into a sign reading, "Don't drink and drive."
Oh, that's awesome.
Fucking irony.
Yeah, and here's a picture of her. If she seems a little sober there, that's from a previous arrest when she blew a .3.
She looks like everybody's aunt.
Yeah.
Except for ours. She's too pretty to be ours.
She looks like the aunt from Roseanne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
there
Jackie.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
okay.
When drunk driving, there is a fine line. There's a certain point where I've texted Danny multiple times. He'd be like, "Hey, you get home?" I'm like, "Yeah, I was drunk enough just to make it fun."
Yeah.
There's like a point where you can actually like feel the road better. You're like, you're in the zone.
No, that's true, man.
It is.
I
especially when you're
in
like a high-end, you know, Mercedes sports car. It's definitely fun.
Don't drink and drive, people.
We do not condone drinking and driving on this podcast.
We have like 430 horsepower behind it.
We don't condone dinking and diving.
Dinking and diving.
You forgot both ours. Oh, no, drink and drive? No, do that. Don't dink and dive. That's fucking gross.
We got to protect those reefs.
Oh, man. Okay. Next.
Yeah. Number 8 on the list. Vidmatas Sungala.
Also from the USA,
probably
right?
Mangled that, but... from Lithuania.
Lithuania.
I was going to guess Russia, but okay.
41-year-old.
I don't even know where the fuck Lithuania is.
I hear it's in Russia.
By Russia?
No fucking idea.
No.
No?
No.
No, I wouldn't think so. It's over by there, though.
Europe, Asia, somewhere.
Somewhere.
He blew an 8-point... Or a .84.
Damn.
So easy to do. He thought it would be a good idea to freshen up by drinking a pint of beer after a big night out before driving his truck down the center lane of a 2-lane highway.
No shit.
Cops slapped him with a $1,100 fine and suspension of his license that lasted for up to 3 years. Despite the bad news, Vidmatas was apparently of high spirits.
Well, he was full of them, man, yeah. Full of a lot of strong spirits.
And grinning the whole time he was questioned.
Because this shit's funny. Like, you know, you're got, this shit's funny. Like,
you never got while drunk driving.
No, not while drunk driving, but, like, I've dealt with cops before where I was like, yeah. Right. Like, this shit's
kind of
funny.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
You're a terrible role model.
All right. Well, number 7.
Apparently I am, too, because my wife told my kids they weren't allowed to talk to me when I was drunk, so it's all good.
You showed me the text. She was right.
Yeah.
You called one of them an asshole.
No, I just said they failed me.
No, you called her an ass.
I said, your mom's
sorry,
an
no
ass.
Pictures.
Oh, is that what it was? I'm
no
sorry.
Photos on some of these. But
oh, okay.
Anyway, the number 7's back to the USA.
Woo, we're number 1.
We got this shit.
Yeah, Eric Kelly's got this shit.
Oh, I hate a man with two first names.
Yeah.
Like Ricky Bobby? Come on.
He sounds like an eternal like college kid or something.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
So it starts Eric with cake stands, we'll say.
We'll see. What is this? Eric has the distinction of having the highest recorded BAC of any American male college student.
Oh, yep. Shit.
He's a fucking champ.
Now he's a legend.
Yeah, this is like basically Tom Brady here.
It's like Frank the Tank.
That's Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
You should be.
Eric, an undergraduate student of Lock Haven, was found by the police presumably stumbling on the Belafonte Avenue. When they administered a breathalyzer test, they were astounded to see that he had registered a BAC of .90.
Jeez.
Almost made it, buddy, to that all-important 1-point mark.
Oh, God, yeah. That's actually really close.
Yeah, you shot high, but you missed, man. He was charged with public drunkenness.
Oh, well, yeah.
I wonder if they took him to the hospital.
They had to.
I hope so.
He
needed roughly four IVs.
Yeah, all these people need hospital.
That dude needed a saline solution like a motherfucker.
He needed to fucking boof it. They need to cut that open like a fucking Capri Sun up the pooper.
Well, but, the cops are not going to fucking hand him an Aquafina and a fucking ticket.
That'd be nice, though.
They could have given him a ticket and took him home.
I need some water last night like a motherfucker. That was rough.
That's great, Chris.
Yeah, I heard about it last night.
It was a time.
All right, well, number six. 67-year-old Peter Petrov.
Oh, we're getting up there.
Okay, now we're getting closer to Russia.
That's okay. Old man tolerance.
This is Bulgaria.
Okay.
Petrov. And Bulgaria tolerance.
Yeah. Petrov.
I love Bulgaria.
Yeah, exactly. Old country. You know. Okay, so his BAC was .914.
Damn.
Didn't make it.
That's insane, man. Over two times what should be dead.
He got hit by a massive truck.
Okay, whoa. That's,
that's like an M. Night twist.
That's like a twist.
He was dead all along.
No, M. Night twist would be he was the truck.
Oh.
Yeah. Bad movies, buddy. Sorry, James.
He impressed doctors by not only living to tell the tale, blood tests showed that he would have blown the equivalent of a .914.
Damn.
Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Yeah, Unbreakable. Yeah. M. Night reference. I get it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, he had one good movie. Let's talk about it.
All right, top five. We're into the top five now.
He looks like Steve Irwin's dad. I can see the fucking picture from here.
I think this is what's his name.
Motherfucker's Clint Eastwood.
No. But it is, what's his name? I forget. It's an actor, man. They just didn't have a photo.
Oh, okay.
Who was that? You guys, I know you guys.
According to that, he's French man.
Yeah. Number five is French man. back in 2005, a Frenchman with no previous drunk driving history was found in a ditch. Car nearby.
Oh, he tried to get home.
Oh, wait, car nearby.
Yes, nearby.
Wow.
He was literally in a ditch.
He either like, got out and walked a couple feet before he passed out, or he flew out, depending on how quickly that ditch stopped him.
I had to piss.
There you go.
I'm going to fall over and piss on the side of the road. Oh, fuck!
When police first tried testing his BAC, they thought there must have been something wrong when the results came back and read .976.
Wow.
They ran the test again at a different lab, but got the same result.
That's a lot of wines and baguette, man.
It is. Yeah.
Woo!
In addition to being sent to jail for 8 months and having his license suspended for 3 years, the 37-year-old man had to pay a fine of 130 euros.
That's like, what, $5?
Probably. And he's free today.
Damn, that's crazy, though.
Sounds like it's way more than whatever Robert was yelling about, 2 liters or whatever.
2 liters of wine, guys. No, 10 liters? 2 liters? Who gives a fuck?
Who the fuck measures their alcohol content in liters?
Wine drinkers. Frenchman. Or homeless man. I've had 12 MDMDs. I don't know. MDMD. No, MD2020 is what it is, right?
Yeah. MD2020.
Yeah.
We got a contestant from Poland. 2020.
Gotcha.
Up next.
Do
it's been like, mad we our whole lives, James.
We have a contestant from Poland up next.
Ooh, ooh. Poland. Land of Poland.
Number four on the list. Homeless man.
It takes a lot of them to do anything.
His name is Homeless Man. Polish winters are freezing. So we can't really blame unfortunate homeless people who have to find themselves spending their nights outside for taking to the bottle. One man in particular must have been particularly rough go of it because when police found him sleeping at a bus depot in 2012, they found he had a BAC of 1.024.
Oh, shit.
So he's the first one
to
break the record.
He's the first one, yeah, on the list here to break the record. Or that is 10.24 grams or milliliters of liquor in his blood.
10.4 milliliters.
Yeah.
How many milliliters are in a fifth?
That's straightly in his blood, though.
Yeah. And it's pure alcohol.
It's
fucking lot.
Some kind of bottle's worth, at least.
Damn, it's like shooting up that much.
It's 750 in a fifth.
Here we go.
Holy shit.
Keep in mind that a half a liter of vodka will represent about 2 grams of liquor. So this guy had consumed the equivalent of 5 bottles of hard alcohol.
Damn.
There's that one guy I like to watch every once in a while. He does dumbass shit. But he straight killed a fireball like in the New York library for fun.
Right.
It was in the ditch.
Oh, there he is. He's laying there. Making grass angels.
which that reminds me of the guy in the ditch, which we had, not last year, but the year before. Not like, 2 blocks away from your house. The guy was found next to railroad tracks who had slipped, fell, decided to fall asleep, pass out in the snow, and froze to death.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too far away.
Did he slap the log into heaven?
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I got that reference after, because when you had mentioned it last week, mm-hmm. I had no idea what the hell you were talking about.
It was your story, man.
It was, and I realized what story was. It was about the dog who died.
Yeah.
And yes, slapped the log to heaven? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a true story, by the way, unfortunately.
Fucking awesome. Thank you.
I'm just glad we got all that rain so it washed it further downstream.
I was stuck there just...
Boom. Smack. Boom. Smack. Boom. Smack.
I guess all dogs don't go to heaven.
Mommy, can we go see Fido? No. No, 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 no.
The river's receded. He's done moved on.
He's done moved on, yeah. Figuratively, literally, he's moved on. I mean, woo, all right.
Before we get any closer, I'll have you guys guess the top one.
This
the
is
BAC
one?
Of the top one.
Of number one.
I'm hoping it's like 0.1 or 1.5.
No, I'm going 2.0, baby. 2.0.
Going high.
1.8.
1.41.
Ah.
It's 1.41%.
Maybe. I think we can beat that. Hashtag squad goals.
There you go.
We'll say Brad, liquored up, and then just try to beat the record from there. Because I don't really want to do it. James makes questionable decisions. You get grumpy.
Yeah.
So we'll hide.
I didn't get grumpy last night.
No,
though.
We didn't. We had a lot of fun last night.
You don't remember? Shut up.
The parts I do. We did have.
I mean, besides wanting to fist fight some dude named Mitch at a Taco Bell that we never saw his face, and he didn't take our order or our money.
Yeah, give me another one.
Fuck Mitch.
Beers, man.
Fuck Mitch. Yeah, but you were pretty good. Man, I almost got in a fight with a man named Steve at Taco Bell. Who the fuck was Steve?
I don't know. I thought somebody told me his name was Steve.
I'm pretty sure it was Mitch.
So then I fucking elbow dropped a soft shell taco and ended my night.
Thanks.
No, I didn't get any food.
He was too drunk for hungry.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, literally, I didn't eat at all yesterday. I think that's part of why I was so fucked up.
That'll do it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to remember to eat next night.
Yeah, Courtney
this is the Hold My Beer podcast. So.
There you go.
That was a beautiful one.
Biked like fucking
don't
crazy.
Don't say it wasn't, Danny. Come on.
I'm sorry. It was well done. And I
don't edit it out now. Come on.
Oh, he'll know if I do, too.
I will. I listen closely. We're at the top three now. At number three, man hit by car.
Man hit by car sounds bad.
In Poland.
Okay.
Back in Poland.
Blood alcohol content, 1.23.
Damn.
And he was the one hit by a car?
He was the one hit by a car.
Wait, you thought he's the one hitting a car with like his fist or something?
No, yeah, like he
could
have been
the one driving
somebody.
And hit someone.
No, that'd be sad. Why would we talk about that?
Well, a 45-year-old Polish man was walking home on the road when he was hit by a sober driver.
Oh, shit. That's... ironic.
A little revenge.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
He was taken to the hospital where it was discovered that not only did he have a broken leg and a head injury, he was found to have 12.3 grams or milliliters of liquor in his blood. That's a whopping 1.23. Yeah.
23.
On his first day in the hospital, the man wasn't able to answer any questions about where he was drinking or even if he was hit by a car.
Damn.
But after the second day, he was able to get himself home.
How long does a hangover from that last?
See, the happy ending.
A week,
yeah?
At least.
Yeah, I was going to say for like the rest of your life. Like you never quite feel the same.
This is the picture they put Jack Nicholson.
From The Shining. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. All right, number two. Ah, here we go. USA. Good old USA.
Ooh, back in it.
This is a UCLA woman.
Wow.
Okay.
The highest ever recorded BAC for an American goes to a 24-year-old woman who was admitted to UCLA Hospital in 1982.
That was a while ago,
ooh,
too.
80s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's holding a record.
What a straight red dog.
You cannot reach these numbers on just beer, buddy.
According to the story, the Los Angeles woman checked herself into the hospital and was miraculously alert and capable of orienting of both person and place.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a functioning alcoholic.
She had to have had a tolerance, yeah.
With like, what is it, like a 1.3 or something?
1.33 blood alcohol content.
I don't even think a functioning alcoholic can function that
well, I can
drunk.
See how you can get to that percent pretty good as a woman, you know, but you still have to hold your shit together, you know what I mean?
Right.
And obviously she did that brilliantly.
So. There's nobody in this room that wouldn't immediately shit their pants and die at that alcohol level.
I mean,
pretty sure.
That's a lot. Yeah.
I know I'd shit my pants and die. I might shit your pants and die, man.
That'd be weird.
Right? Yeah. You'd never be the same.
Why, because your shit's on my pants or because you died?
No, no. I wouldn't shit on your pants, buddy. I'd shit in your pants.
You're just like, go to my house, take off my pants, shit in them, and
no,
then die?
No, you'll be wearing them. You'll know if you ever hear, if you ever see me backing up to you going, beep, 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 with my pants down, you'll know I'm that drunk.
Okay.
I'm coming for you. Who's the big Tonka truck? I am, and I got a load I'm going to drop off in your pants.
Well, didn't you shit in a van once, your working van?
I sharted. I didn't full-blown take a dump.
That's a shit, man.
I remember. It's recorded on the podcast.
Is a shit.
No, no. It's out there. Like a buckshot, like, quick, like, bah! Like a Spider-Man's web.
That's like, I didn't say I sharted myself in Culver's drive-thru. No.
I don't think you did. No. I think you full-blown shit yourself.
I shit myself.
No, I'm picturing like full-blown logs with you. No, no. Mine was just like a quick splat.
I wish it was that simple.
Do you
to
remember
clean up.
Gak? That's a shart. It's like a quick gak launching out of your butthole into your pants. That's a shart. Shitting your pants is something completely different.
Okay. Right, we need a drum roll for number one. I already told you.
Drum roll.
Do it with one hand. Fuck off.
I already told you it was a 1.41.
Right.
But can you guys guess? All right, give me an occupation. Someone guess who this guy. And someone give me a country.
Oh, country.
We're gonna guess, and it's probably not as weird as what I've got here. Number one doesn't disappoint, by the way.
Okay. Russian. You know, what are those guys that work in the air tower control centers?
Okay. Oh, like a
plane flaft?
Air tower.
Yeah, plane flaft.
Air tower controllers.
Air tower controllers.
Yes,
those
there you go.
Those are the words I'm looking for.
That's it.
Thrift shuttle repeat.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What do you? What's your combo?
He's a Canadian
bodybuilder.
No, they don't drink.
This is like ex-bodybuilder.
It's like Clue, and also he did it in the dining room with a candlestick.
Okay. Yeah. Right, gotcha.
A German gas meter reader.
Okay, why not? No.
You gotta drink the pain away, Danny. I was an accessory to so many deaths.
It's gonna be disappointing now. It's gonna turns out he's a South African guy that works at a Goodwill.
Bam!
What?
Goodwill?
No, but good. South African.
Oh, yeah, fuck you, Chris. Right. He was a fluff flickle, or whatever James said.
No, he was a South African sheep thief.
Is that an occupation?
South African sheep thief. Like, it is, if you steal cheap enough of them.
I
mean,
so. I feel like he was like more dingo than human.
Maybe.
I mean, dingoes are Australian, aren't they?
What was he stealing?
Sheep.
Sheep. I thought he kept saying cheap. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Sheep thief.
He doesn't take the good shit.
Well, at first I'm like, is that those little things? Those little yellow marshmallows? No, those are peeps. What the fuck is he talking about?
He's a cheap thief. He only takes the pennies out of your cup holder in your car. Yeah. He won't mess with the silver, though.
Quarters are fine.
Because he's real fucking drunk.
Yeah.
So the award for the highest ever recorded BAC for someone who lived goes to a sheep thief in South Africa. According to the papers, the man was arrested driving a Mercedes-Benz Vito with a woman, 5 boys, and 15 sheep. That had been stolen from various local farms.
That's a fucking party. You right can't up. Say that's not a fucking party.
That is one hell of an orgy.
You can't make this shit
no,
up.
No, he said boys. Shut up.
Yeah.
I think it was probably his family, and they're doing their profession.
This was his family vacation.
Yeah, they're helping.
I'm sorry, I just figured they were all
stealing
the same
thief.
Age.
You remember the scene sheeps, in European vacation where they're going around like Big Ben?
Yeah.
I just remember one tower. Scene that's when
the roundabout.
It was like that, but he was drunk as fuck. Didn't realize how to go in a straight line, and his whole family was in the car.
Well, how is he still driving?
Yeah.
Or maybe he wasn't at the time. Maybe he crashed into something.
You know how they say, if you love your job, you never work a day in your life? This man loved his fucking job of sheep thieving.
He did. He got his whole family to help him.
Yeah.
15 sheep in the back. No this problem, man. And
to his
why
children.
Do you got to be so goddamn drunk, though? He was 32 times over the legal limit.
Damn.
That's a lot.
Driving a Mercedes.
Thank you, Chris.
Mercedes, what was the
Mercedes-Benz Vito. I don't know what that is. I assume it's something kind of big.
It's going to be like a van
SUV type thing. Van or something, yeah.
Because
you got a
sheep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they make a semi?
Seven people and 15 sheep in a vehicle.
Yeah.
He worked for the fucking circus.
And this asshole, you know the sheep's got the seats. The kids got the fucking back hatch. Sheep's got the seats is fun to say, guys.
The sheep's got the seats.
All my sheep seats. Woo! Huh. That's a fascinating list, Brad. I like that.
I liked it.
That's hilarious.
I love how it ended with a...
Yeah, it's got a great sheep. Ending.
It has a great ending. And all these people lived. That's crazy, man. That is crazy.
I mean, that is...
I kind of accidentally called the South Africa thing, though.
Yes, you did, man. I didn't think I was going to hear it. Yeah, and I was about to say it, and bam.
That's that psychic link we had. There were no Russians on there. And they're supposed to be proud drinkers.
They were close. But yeah, you know, no Canadian made it. You know?
Well, no.
No, there's no Russians. There's Polish and Lithuanians.
There's no
Russians. Because they don't measure that shit in Russia.
The thing is, there's so many people who probably passed this at home. Yeah, you know, and made it somehow.
Yeah,
to live.
I guess so. That's crazy.
So there's a lot of that, I'm sure, but they just haven't got caught officially.
No, they're smart enough to stay the fuck indoors.
Stay home in a locked room or something.
Or they're too dumb to figure out how to work their door to go out.
Exactly. Yeah. I could work my phone, so it's all right.
You tried to call off work for the listeners at home, and you dialed at least 14 digits and wondered why it didn't work.
Yeah. Did not work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, remember... like, a while ago when we were confused by a dental dam?
We still are.
Yeah, and I was looking them up.
Okay.
And I got thinking, I was like, I wonder if there's any hot sauce-flavored condoms.
Yeah, natural line of progression when it comes to thought. You weird bastard.
It popped in there, okay?
So you gotta assume it's a little spicy. Imagine putting it on backwards then.
Right.
Oh, no.
Or into a female.
Oh, no!
You gotta think about that part, James.
That's just instant yeast infection, right?
That's what they're into. I'm not too concerned about that.
Nobody.
I mean, if they bought them, and that's what they're into, okay?
No.
I don't put it on backwards, though.
No.
That's gonna be painful. Mm.
No.
So I found a list of the strangest flavored condoms.
My dick be burning around me having STD.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is gonna be fun. All right.
How about a J&D's bacon flavored?
Man, they make everything fucking bacon flavored anymore. It's kind of getting annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I found bacon flavored vodka.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like $30 a bottle.
We used for a fit. When I worked at the liquor store, where they carried it.
That's where I've seen it at, yeah.
We stocked it.
Yeah. Ooh. Nope. That, don't, no.
You can just take some regular vodka, pour some bacon grease in it.
Yeah, like.
Swirl it up real good.
If you're into Bloody Marys, I guess that'd be a good vodka to make it with, because some people put bacon in Bloody Mary, but Bloody Marys are gross, so fuck it. No. No.
No.
Maybe if you really want to drink vodka for breakfast.
Then you might be doing a Bloody Mary, yeah.
Just have the bacon vodka with your omelet.
Okay.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah.
How about the stinking rose garlic condoms?
Okay, one more
time,
buddy.
There's the picture. Stinking rose garlic condoms.
Is that a ball sack with a clip on it?
Well, I think it's supposed to... Yeah, yeah.
That's a scrotum with
that. I think it's supposed to be a clove of garlic.
No, that is blatantly a ball sack.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it tastes great with more filling.
Oh, no, I don't like it. Stinking rose.
What do you want your cock to taste like?
The stink?
What do you want your cock to taste like?
Mariah Carey? I'm going to wait my whole life for someone to ask me that.
So do you have a washed up pop star flavor? Yeah, we have Justin Bieber.
And she's officially bipolar now. I have a shot. No, I catch her on a bad day, I'm in.
No!
I gotta catch all that crazy day.
It goes from, like, bad days to good days, not, like, high class to dumpy. No offense. Maybe a little bit.
Good answer, Chris. Good answer. That was funny.
James, you got one?
Oh, no, no.
No fool won't shoot from the hip now. We all got
nothing that close. Nope.
I got a s'more? What about, like, a s'more-flavored condom?
I do like s'more flavored things.
I'm not trying to talk to you to suck my dick, but thanks for your input, Chris. I'd put that in my mouth.
She could suck your dick by the campfire, you know?
That sounds dangerous, Brad. No.
Okay, gum. No, it's not gum. Those are flavored condoms.
Yeah. Well, you probably need a sweet potato flavored one, right?
Yeah.
That's for other people. A yam condom. Not me.
Yeah, but you're supposed to taste like a sweet potato.
That's for other people then, yeah. So, yeah, I guess.
For other people to
taste. I
know. That's the whole idea.
He puts his own
not gonna be...
in his mouth like he wants to taste.
Yeah, you're not going to be tasting yourself. I mean, how do you want to taste to others?
He shoves it in his mouth like a dental dam. You realize this is half bad. Oh, shit, I swallowed it. Does that mean I'm pregnant? Brad, you got one?
Flavored condom. What do I want to taste like?
I
got one.
Yeah.
A snozzberry.
Oh. What about an everlasting gobstopper? It's like a...
So there's false advertising?
Pretty much.
Oh, that was a quick ever.
Snozzberry. Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
The dick tastes like snozzberries.
Mick Condom makes a whiskey flavored condom.
Ew.
Yeah.
Do you put it on the rocks?
No, no, but it's literally Mick Condom. Like, it's like
you just fucking answer me, Chris. Do you put it on the rocks?
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants, a condom floating in their drink.
Well, I guess if you stir it with your dick, I don't know, man. I really don't know.
That makes it all that makes it all right.
See, that's where you get those like Coke flavored ones, and you got a real party.
So he's wearing the condom Coke, or the Coke condom.
You mean Coca Cola or do you
whiskey
mean
condom?
Coca Cola.
Cocaine.
Coca Cola. That's next on the list. Cola flavored condom.
Well, I was thinking, I was like McDonald's Coke. Everybody loves that shit. It's the best tasting Coke around.
Yeah.
He's thinking of other things to suck on. Yeah. Well, I can't suck my own dick. I guess I'll go get a Coke from McDonald's.
I'm not sure you pull this one off.
Hold on, I'm not done with this. Okay. Because that was not Coke flavored, that was cola flavored.
Yeah.
That could be like Sam Goody ass cola flavored.
That's RC.
RC cola, exactly.
It's Royal Crown Cola, motherfucker.
It's RCC, Royal Crown Cock. Put it in your mouth, lady.
I just lost it.
Did you spit it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, on the table, nice.
Well, mostly on this paper, but.
Oh, good.
You buy in bulk, you get a it free case of loop pies.
Is that the next entry?
No, I swear to God, there's a moon pie condom. I'm buying them.
I'd be sucking dick right now. He's going to walk in like, Chris, you chewing gum? He's like, yeah. Then he spits in the trash can. It's just a chewed up condom.
Chris, the joke I make about s'mores.
Yeah.
I made that joke. Thank you for trying to steal
sorry.
It. You're fucking pulling a robber.
It'd be like a dog coming up. Chris, spit it out. Give it. Give
that,
me Chris.
That right here.
Oh, fuck, he bit me. Does he have shots?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Our parents can't even pronounce pediatrician.
Hey, her name was Dr. Jess. Dr. Jess. Pleased to meet you. Give me your kid.
She's a real cooter. I'm a cooter, I'm a cut.
Yeah, I don't get you. Thank you.
All right. How about a cannabis flavor condom?
Nah.
No. It'd be like licking a weed plant? I don't...
Yeah, what if it tastes like bong water?
Yeah,
probably.
You know, what the hell?
Oh, man.
I mean, maybe a pot brownie or something.
Yeah.
With chocolate.
Well, fudge flavored. It sounds bad, but probably tastes good.
Fudge flavored. Yeah.
It's shit brown.
I don't know if you get one of those really cheap. And trust me, where you're going, you're going to want it.
Yeah. Just read your next one.
Wildberry.
Okay.
That's not even that creative.
No, that's
not
good.
That's snozzberry.
Oh, wildberry. That's kind of like strawberry or some bullshit.
But wild driver, yeah.
Wild strawberry.
Mm.
Man Force makes a coffee flavored condom.
Okay.
Yeah, because that'll wake you up in the morning.
The way you said that, I thought man was the flavor. Like they made a flavored condom that tastes like a dick. Doesn't it kind of defeat the purpose?
Yeah.
That way you get that all natural flavor.
But you don't get the STDs.
Yeah.
Well, it still tastes like dick. You call it, I can't believe it's not dick.
Yeah.
Okay, the number 8 on the list?
Butter.
It's condom cocktails. It's a variety pack with 3 flavors. There's 3 of you fuckers guess.
Martini.
Apple teeny. I'll count it.
Ew. That's gay.
Apple teeny's pretty good, though.
Pina colada.
Yes.
Damn.
Well, it's got to be like margarita or something.
Rum and Coke, maybe?
I was going to say.
Basic white bitch flavors.
Yeah.
Pina colada, apple teeny.
Well, I was going to say
cognac.
That'd be funny. Or something.
Huh? It's like a basic screwdriver or something like that.
The basic screwdriver on them.
Orange.
It's strawberry daiquiri.
Ah, okay.
I keep forgetting daiquiris are drinks.
Yeah, same here.
Just like fruit smoothies.
Yeah.
I've never seen this word written out before.
I'm glad Bloody Mary wasn't on that. That'd be fucking disgusting.
Yeah, you know,
you can only use
tomato
once
juice.
Oh, shut up, Chris. I know a really easy way to make one of those. Or whatever you said.
Yeah, fucking jokes.
We got them.
Domino comes up with them. Makes a tiramisu flavor condom.
All right.
Oh, God, fancy. That reminds me of Robert.
It's funny. There's a picture of the condom going into a set of lips on the package. Like, not a dick. It's the unfilled condom.
Like, it's so good, you don't need a dick in it.
Just suck on
you
him
just slurp that bitch.
You can. I'm
apparently,
on
that's
a
thing. People just chew on condoms.
You can slurp that bitch.
Licorice, number 10. Like, Glide.
Gross.
Wait, but like regular, not like black
like
licorice,
red licorice?
Right?
What's wrong with black licorice, you racist?
Oh,
like
God.
Twizzlers or like red vine or something like that?
God, what if it's sweetest fish?
Ooh.
As long as it's not red vine.
Well, that's appropriate.
I don't like red vines either.
Yeah. Well, it's another entry by Domino, so there's another condom going into a pair of lips. And saw the cover, I was like, whoa.
He's not confused, he's aroused. I don't know.
Well, not to mention, what's on the what's behind the condom? Kind of look resembles a sloppy asshole. But it's a latte.
Oh.
Okay. It looks like an asshole, right?
No, that looks like the ooze in the sewers in Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, it does.
The power's Vigo. It's all tying together, man.
Yeah.
What do you say? It kind of resembles a butthole. I was afraid you could turn over. It's like it's a messy plate of spaghetti. Like, Chris, what does yours look like now?
It was a meatball sub.
They're going to have taco flavored condoms, all kinds of stuff.
Was that it?
Someday.
That's it on that list, unless you want me to find more.
No, I'm good. What would be the worst flavor? Because I'm thinking spaghetti might be fucking up there. Like garlic bread? Anything garlic?
Red sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Ham spread.
No! Tuna salad?
Yeah, fish.
Ham salad is
fish.
What he's saying. Yeah.
Straight up fish.
Hey, what kind of condoms you got?
Tilapia.
Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage? Potted meat?
Wait a minute, it's that salmon. What's the name of that salmon beer?
Salmon pants.
Salmon pants. There you go.
Salmon pants. Oh. Hey, is this condom Robert's mom flavored? Salmon pants?
Here's how you get a boy an Xbox somewhere out there.
Make the dreams come true. Holy shit. Oh my god. All right, so I guess that's a...
Banana split. Oh, nope. I found banana split condoms.
Man, I was going to say that.
That probably
earlier.
Tastes good, though.
Yeah. Bubble gum?
No, because then they want to chew on it. That's a terrible idea.
Mint chocolate. It's like a mini thin or mint thin or whatever the
a thin mint, asshole. Jeez. You had every combination but the right one. Hey.
No, it's going to taste like
Andy's. Andy's me, okay?
And Andy's.
Well, you
mint.
Could have Samoan flavors.
Samoan flavor.
Does that mean just like Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
God, if it does, I'm gay all day.
I'm gay all day. Fuck that halftime bullshit.
Aloe vera flavored condoms. It's like, you like the taste of lotion?
Is that really a flavor? That just sounds bad.
Say, it's going to make it taste like you just jerked off with lotion, right?
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could just put lotion on it.
Chris, do you have any more? Can we stop that?
I just clicked on our list. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
There's got to be a peanut butter flavored, right? I mean,
bacon is...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't a flavor.
Yeah, just wrote bacon grease on
a condom.
What is
better than the tuxedo t-shirt?
Wait, you found a tuxedo condom? Well, that's fun.
It's a fucking tuxedo condom.
You can take your dick to the
That's amazing.
You don't wear that on your fucking honeymoon. You're this is not going to last.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that is.
Huh. All right.
Condom cuties. Somebody just making art out of condoms.
Please, put your phone away.
Uh-oh.
One of them was wearing a sombrero.
Yes, he was. Had googly eyes.
I'm buying that for Kelly.
I've seen it.
Googly eyes.
Love Light makes a techno sex condom that's literally lit by LEDs. It charges in 30 seconds.
Wait, so is it like reusable?
Night, I guess. I don't know.
Just wash it out. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Flip it inside out.
Keep these in bright light for about 30 seconds to charge and then prepare... To wave that glow stick like a psychedelic shaman.
Entering the dark tunnel.
There it is. It's literally just a glow-in-the-dark condom. It's nothing fancy.
Nah, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
I like how they say charge it when it's just fucking glow-in-the-dark. But, whatever. That's,
finger condoms.
Okay. Ew.
Yeah, it goes right with the dental dam.
I feel like that started a friction
search
fire.
For this item.
Finger condoms.
Finger condoms, yeah.
How about Pope condoms?
Wait, what?
The rapper has the Pope on it. It says, I said no.
It does. You're right.
I said no.
That's not even the most recent Pope. That's like two Popes ago at this point.
Have you ever seen what the Kiss condoms look like?
Yeah.
Do they look like
Don't they have the face paint on?
Gene Simmons' tongue?
Yeah, Gene Simmons' tongue.
Oh, God, I haven't seen those. That is disgusting. It looks like he's licking your cum.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's at the tip.
Lick it up. Lick it up. AMF. I'm Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
Be red.
And I'm Yams.
And we'll hold your beer.
We'll flavor your cup.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, condoms with a measuring tape on them.
Oh, I don't want that.
It's every man's worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's a fucking nightmare. Do we revisit the beer review? Is there anything to add?
I finished my sample I had.
You had two sips.
Yeah. I'm almost done with the second one.
I drank all of mine, and I would drink another one.
It was good, yeah.
I have almost good. Killed my
the second one's almost better than the first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, just...
Yeah, it's like, good sipping beer. You can just beer,
keep
yeah.
drinking them. Yeah,
because, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you already know what you're getting with the second one, so you can just relax yeah. and enjoy.
How do you drink the cold. First one?
Well, you're kind of
hypertension.
Tense.
Yeah, what heavy you're breathing, tense. Anxiety.
Yeah. You live oh my life God. Wrong.
I do.
Yes.
You fucking die.
Do they make antidepressants as suppositories? Because if so, you fucking need them.
Why?
It's stronger that way. We can buy some finger condoms. We'll help you out. Buddy.
I mean, you're boofing that shit.
I snort mine.
And we've got finger condoms at work. They're literally called finger cots. Yeah, you put your Band-Aid on it, and then you got this little blue rubber that goes down.
And then what, you like finger a turkey?
You just got it. No, it just keeps the Band-Aid on from going like from going into your better. Food.
And also keeps it clean.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. You don't finger a turkey.
No,
you fist a fucking turkey.
Yeah, yeah. You got to fist a turkey,
you?
Man. Yeah.
You got to get up in it.
Where were you born? I was
trying to be romantic about it. That's my
deep. Deep within that turkey cavity.
Honestly, I thought you went, blap, with a fisting motion.
Boxing gloves.
Ooh, that's messy.
This
Ooh.
Is neither the time nor the place for a romance, Danny.
That's true. It is the time to hit the stop button, though, and send this bad boy home.
All right.
Anybody want to say cooter away. One last time?
Cooter.
Cooter.
Hold some beers, people. Rate and review.
Don't say cooter, then hold your... Hold your beer, people.
Cooter
hold
with your the daisy, dude.
Whoa!
Well, hold it.
I once heard from a wise man, you can just grab him by the...